Okay, one of the issues which we spoke about yesterday, what's called erva, what's erva meter? The Chazal were misakim in Rabbanan, because it's maybe that they hear Chazal gave a din of erva. So there are some nafkaminas between the two. So much as in din of erva, the rice of the loch is that a person was kara kriyishma, so he has to be choiser, and the kriyishma tefillah, he'd have to go and repeat if he was, did it connected to erva. It would not be yotze. In case it's an only erva the rabbanon, so he mishabur is a sofik in that situation whether he would be mechuyev to go back or not, mechuyev to go back and then not or not if it's mishabur rabbanon. The next question, which is a possibility, does it seem a seinayim? So. Nafkamina by Suffolk. If he's Suffolk, whether he was Roy Erva when he did it, does he have to go back in or out? When it comes to Rabbanan, he says that the case where it's a Suffolk, well, you wouldn't go back, and even if it's a Vada, he's Masupik, possibly whether you have to go back or not. You need to find what's called the erva the rice and what's called what's erva the rice and what's the erva the rabbanon and what's a machlokes, right? So erva the rice, so that's they vary halod of a man or a woman. That's definitely that's erva the rice. The Gemara says that the acharayim of a person, agavas, the back side, the lower back of the person, the pelvic area by a woman is definitely considered an erva the rice. By man is a machlokes. That's clear, that's the rice. After that, there's a sefer chassidim, which is masha, that the etzim torso of the person, the main part of the body of a woman, is considered erva, is also the rice. The arms, lower part of the leg, all that area after that, that pashas is an erva drabana. The one of the places that you see that, is in this the halacha of tefach beisha. So tefach begul beisha makar darka lachasoisa is also the use kishma kenegda. Could be that halacha of the din of tefach is only makarmas of erva which are drabbanon. So another nachkiyut seen the erva drabbanon erva the rice. So the makar which is erva the rice. Even a kosher was also even the Ramal came along and said, even this din of tefach is dafka beishtoi ishacher is even pachas mit tefach is an issue. But come on, even by Ishtoi, the Makkum, which is Erev and Megomer, even the kosher was going to be Osir. Erev of a Katan, under the age of, a boy under the age of 9, a girl under the age of 3. The Mishnah discusses the boy under the age of 9, and it comes out that, it's the guy, let's say the child himself, he has an issue to say something to Gili Erva, but he's under 9, so it's not Gili Erva. This is a din of chinuch, starting from the age of 6 and onwards. He would say that he would have a chiyuv to 5, 6. He would have a chiyuv to be mechanichim, not to say in something which when he'll be a gadol, it'll be an issue. Saying klapi the erva of a cotton. So Mishnah Berurah goes back and forth. He really says you should be makar even younger. So nafkin he says by bris milah, the erva of the cotton is visible. He says over there he should not be. He should not be machmer, because for the safety issues of the katan, we don't want to get involved in making sure that he's holding the air, he's holding the mila properly. So you should not be machmer in that situation. Otherwise, even of a younger child, you should be machmer. This applies. So that's on the deraisa level. Mirabonon. So any area which is normally mechusa, which Chazal said, which would be proper to be mechusa, because it's a place which is garm hearer, gets the din of erva, and the chiddush over here, the way that you learn when Mishnah Berurah explains, or if there's a minig where in that place to cover a certain part of the body also goes into this din of erva also. So, if we tell you that halacha says that a woman's arm has to be covered till the elbow, which is what we say in halacha, but you're in a makom where the derech was that women would cover their hands until the wrist, So that makim, a tefach beisha erva, would apply even to the lower arm. Whereas in a place where the derech is to leave the lower arm uncovered, so the tefach beisha erva would only apply to the upper arm, but not to the lower arm.
Whose derech does it have to be?
So it's totally what the standard of this is. It's not dafka Jewish. But anything which is a makom, which is bad, something Chazal said is an issue. So then the fact that women go for pizzas doesn't change that.
No, I'm saying so. If for some reason someone ends up in an Arab city,
so over there, pashas should be a problem.
Or over here, where it used to be a, like naturally the cover all the way, and now it's like left.
Now it's changed.
The concern is here is you want to see from where the person's from, and she's not like there permanently. If someone visits in a village, the fact that he's in a place that now they cover everything, women pass here if you see someone.
Is there dinner? We had to mock him. Didn't mock him Shinogu. You had to mock him Bola mock him. But that's not 100% correct. It's told in here, but Chazal gave it a din of. Chazal gave a din of Erva. The thing which is Garam here. So for this Mokum, this is considered an Erva because this is a Garam here because people over here normally cover it, so it goes into the din of Erva in this Mokum. So it's hard to say it doesn't have a din of it.
Well, yeah, that's a problem.
Which case?
Like Maka, a place where they normally cover it, but it's Erevadir or like lower arm, they normally cover it. What are your problems?
The pasha should be the same machlokes. There's no two cases. The Mechaber says it's always holding in tefach, and the Rambam says it's different between Ishtar and Nisha Cheres. Ishtar is tefach, Nisha Cheres is less than tefach.
Are you allowed to daven in a shul where the there's a
pizza,
but you can still see the woman
in their
dress
pre-stacked too. Okay. Hopefully we'll get to that. Okay. So the arm is from the elbow and up. The lower part is totally minigamalkum. The leg, so that's clear that the feet are totally minigamalkum. So if you're a place where there has to go barefoot, that's totally minigamalkum. The lower leg is a machloikus, whether from the knee and up is definitely considered makom with the medin of the gemara. It's machos, so that's shoik, and possibly even according to the mechaber that shoik, even the mechaber says that you didn't have tefach by shoik is maskim, even less than tefach is a problem. The lower leg is a big machloikus whether the weather has a din of shoik or not. That's what's called shoik. Mishabura says that the lower leg is not called shoik, it's that we totally minigam makam. So minigam makam would be a place that they go with the lower leg uncovered without stockings, so then it would not have a din of erva. The place where they would go with stockings, it would have a din of erva. Chazanish brings rayas from different gemaras that the definition of shoik used by Chazal means including the lower leg. In the beginning, he's like strong with that. At the end, he says the Maisa Mishabura, he's not my Kriya connected. The halachal Maisa, I'm not connected to Mishabura. He says it should have a din of a Safak Yeshui Machmer. It's a long conversation, and I could get involved in the conversation. There are rides from Gemara's both ways. And then the Shadow with the halachal Maisa, that's the Sat Pashat. Even Rabbi Yashar with the Tshuva, where he has a Tshuva, he doesn't come out. He comes up to Imachar, but he doesn't come out that you can be Derech of the Mishabura Lagamri. Now this is not discussing. We're not discussing the issue of whether you're supposed to cover or not. We're discussing over here that it's a Kriyashma, right? We say Pachos Mitefel according to the Mechaber. Pachos Mitefel. There's no Isser being Kari Kriyashma connected. Doesn't mean a woman is allowed to walk around with her less than a Tefel uncovered of part of her body. That means that the Chazal, the Gabi, the Halacha, giving it a din of a Mokum Erva, a Mokum that you not Kaddish, not proper to say, less than Tefach usually isn't Garam here, so that doesn't mean a woman's supposed to do that. Right? Those are two different conversations. We're not, that's a conversation you have to have, it's a separate conversation. From the collarbone and below is considered a buck which is normally covered. there's a sefer kasidim which is mashal that the ikra part of the goof, which in the torso is that's the goes into the derisa still. The nafkamina is will it seem as a nayim work? So if a woman is wearing a short sleeve dress, so above the elbow. So according to the mechaber, it's totally in tefach. According to the mechaber, it's even less than a tefach. It's isha cheres. So you can't say Shri Krishna Kanegda. But can you shutting your eyes work? So he said, the Mishnah Berurah says, what someone does in an erva, if you're facing towards it, shutting your eyes doesn't work. If you're facing away from it, it works. If they're in a different rishus, it seems an eye work. So let's say, so we hold erva by shoshes, that there's a glass in between the person and the. So it's still awesome. Sorry about shoshes, it's mutter because it's covered. It's holding kisui. But erva, it's holding riya. You can still see. So I'm sitting in the car, right? If I park my car in a parking lot, then I'm learning, as my wife goes inside, I'm learning the safer, and a woman walks by, she's not sunuwa. So I'm not alone anymore. Yeah, I have a problem, because it's, even though it's behind the glass, I can't look at a woman. But over there, it seems anayim works. Because it's a different rishus. So that halacha, that if you can see, shutting your eyes, it's in front of you, but a different rishus, it's not a problem. So in the case of the mechitza situation, what?
Cars are a different rishus always?
Normally, there's a shear inside of a car, unless you have one of these really little, you know. I don't drive those type. I'm sorry. When you start driving that type, you'll come and ask me to check. Right. So in the case of the mechitza, if it's halachically considered a different rishus, so it seems an iron would work. And if we're looking at them, it's going to be a problem.
You're not facing them really.
So the Mishnah is like this. If you're facing away from them, it's mutter, period. Even if they're in the same, right next to you. You're facing away from them, she's behind you, you're facing away, it's mutter. Right? Even on the side, if you're inside and you're goofed the other direction, it's mutter. If you're a different rishos, but if you're facing towards them, even though your eyes are shut, it's also. If it's a different rishos, eyes being shut is mutter. Right?
To daven on a bus.
You mean like the Chassidish buses, no, with, you know, the women in the back, right? Davening, I wouldn't necessarily advise davening on a bus. Learning on a bus, so here is mutter, so a lot of them have to learn over here, you know, to speak it out is maybe problematic.
If you're in front of the person, you take off, let's say you can't see without your glasses.
Doesn't help. Even a summa doesn't, it's us, sir. So what's the shear for a summa? It says, as far as you can see. Well, we can't see. So your mashayer a summa according to what an average person will be able to see. You know, there's a woman that's like, you know, 1,000 feet away. So, you know, average Rhea, you can't really, you know, make out what, you know, what she looks like. So
why?
I heard a why somewhere.
Why?
Oh. We gave a din of Le'er B'cha Erva's Dover, a din of Machan HaKadosh. It's a din of Mokam Erva. So, in the same way, a person who's a summa can't say something when there's something which is not Nokia there, he can't say when there's erva there. But they gave a din of erva totally in Riyah is there. So what's considered Riyah for average people would be considered a problem. But Lila, Yerushalmi says, but Lila. I mean, remember, their Lila was not our Lila. Their Lila was pitch black. This is also us, Yerushalmi says. But now you can't see it. There's nothing to do with being able to see it. That's a mokum. It's behind you, it's mutter. A woman who's married, so her hair is normally covered. A woman who's pnuya doesn't have to cover her hair. That's what Mishnah Berurah says, that they should braid it. That's pashat ma'akev l'gabi kriyashma. The hairs, which normally, you know, even a woman wears you know, covers all of her hair. There's a hair at the back of, you know, the back of her neck, and those type of things all over the bottom. That's not that what we're talking about. That's not a problem. How old? Mishnah Berurah says starting from the age of 3. The Chazanis says that these are not erva be'etzim. We're talking about things which are garm here. Since the average person looking at a young girl, even the age of 3, 4, 5 is not going to have it, it's not garm, a garm here. So he says it doesn't have this halacha. So even a young girl who's not wearing tights, you know, and she's a 5-year-old girl, it's not going to be a problem. So he says the age is such about 6 or 7 is when you start to be mocked. Mishnah Berurah says age 3 because he's just makel till older. He says till about age 7. That's him. I just want to tell you. So I want to go through curl, but leave curl as a separate curl. We'll do curl and then leave Berurah as airbo. We'll do it tomorrow. I just want to tell you a very sweet story. Just push it. I have a chaver in yeshiva, quite a talmud chacham, quite a makban in halacha. So somebody told me a very, very sweet story with him. One time he was in the dining room and tells, I guess it's lunchtime, so he would come in late. So he was when he was benching, they were cleaning up the dining room already. So the women would do the cleanup, the kitchen staff are not necessarily always dressed properly. So he's benching, and this woman comes like right in front of him, who's not dressed properly. And the person was telling me the story. He notices that he keeps saying he keeps benching, right? So this mother, you know, he's not going to say something. He's like very uncomfortable to say, like, you know, like, look at that woman. You know, you're supposed to say, hey, there's a woman here. Like, you know, he just like left it. And the woman finishes her cleaning up, and then the woman walks away, and he picks up benching from exactly where he was holding before. So he thought what happened was that he didn't want to embarrass the woman, but he couldn't bench, so he kept moving his lips as if he was benching, so she shouldn't think he stopped because of her. So he shouldn't insult her, so he made it look as if he was still davening, you know, but he didn't daven, you know, he'll daven the situation. So he had the sensitivity to do the halacha, but saying, I'm doing it in a way where you're not embarrassing somebody else or hurting somebody else. So I was impressed with that. He was a young man at that point in time. He was probably 18, 19. That's a sensitivity to cop that. I was very impressed with that point. So, you know, obviously, these halachas that you have, halachas, you have to be careful with, you know, the presentation of how you do them, because they do play roles. One last point about hair. I do want to mention two points over here. What about hair? So the Aruch HaShulchan came along and said that nowadays we live in a world which the derech is a woman married women go with their hair uncovered. It's no longer as it did of erva, and it's much of the likras connecta. At least pretty avid for sure. So Ramosha goes with that psak of the Aruch HaShulchan. It's not a pasha of the psak of the Aruch HaShulchan. A lot of places can disagree with it, but Ramosha went with that psak also. He held that you could be samech on that in America that he was writing about X amount of years ago. I mean, that said, I think Baruch Hashem, America is Aksha Dora. It's doing better nowadays than it was 50 years ago. 50 years ago, very few women covered their hair. Even, you know, people were Shomer Shabbos, etc. Very few women, quote-unquote yeshivish, didn't cover their hair. Rabbanim's wives didn't cover their hair. In Litza, between World War I and World War II, most Rabbanim's wives did not cover their hair. Yes, Sahara. Right? Which is, it's not a partial thing. You know, it's not. So it comes Aruch HaShulchan and says, since that was the reality, so therefore it's not considered Erev anymore.
She's not getting an
Aver? No, she's getting an Aver, but it's not considered. She has a Chiyuv to cover her hair. That's a Gemara. That's a Gemara Ksum. The woman has a Chiyuv to cover her hair. That's a separate issue. Right? But the guy with the din of Erev and Likras Kenegda sits there, has to be uncovered, so it doesn't have a din of Erev. So that's something to be some kind of case of necessity. Person somewhere where, you know, with his women, which their hair is uncovered, and he needs to bench, whatever it is, etc. So you're stomach on that. The Aruch HaShulchan is Mechadish, and Mishnah Berurah holds not like that. That it seems like nine works, even Keneged, Erev, in the same Rishos. Over here in Sifuov, the Aruch HaShulchan is make on that point, which that, come out, all the person disagree with him on that point. But I guess in the case of a Bidi Evan, if a person did do that, so I wouldn't, you know, the question, should the person go back and repeat? I wouldn't say the person should go back and repeat, because you have Aruch HaShulchan to say that you're Yotz in that situation. There's no difference between a Goy and a Jew for this halacha. Now the Chazon Ish comes along and says that halacha that, you know, that it seems sometimes doesn't work, but looking away works. So as long as you're not going to see, if you look away in such a way that you don't see that person, the area of the person was in the gula, Chazish holds that's also what to be semichan and say that you're allowed to read in that situation. I don't think, well, the rice, I'm not sure it works for the rice, but I think he's talking about the cases which also has hearer. So, but, you know, the rice is the the arms, the legs, you can tear their bone, and, you know, the chest and the stomach, that gets much more complicated, whether that's the rice or not.
There's like a collarbone included in the
chest. I don't know. That's probably, you could probably say the upper part of the upper part of the chest, it could be still their bone. You know? So that makes life a little bit easier. Okay.